Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are New Mexico State University Art Department's graduating Bachelor of Fine Arts students, Karen Conley and Henry Hartig, to talk to us about their combined thesis exhibition, Reify. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you.
Hi.
You're welcome. We're going to talk about the exhibit, which is going to be on November the 30th.
Yes.
From 6 to 9 p.m. at Wells Hall. Karen, first of all, what is your art medium?
For this show, it's mainly oil on canvas, so I'm painting. My series is a series of self-portraits.
How long have you been studying fine arts?
For the last 3 years. I retired from the Army in 2014 and went back to school.
Well, thank you for serving
our country.
And what was your passion to do art?
Well, I have other artists in my family. My sister is an artist, and my aunt was a regional watercolorist in western Pennsylvania. And my grandmother always had artistic kind of things to do when we went to her house. And the whole time I was in the Army, I was interested in art, and it never left me, but I was too busy with my Army career, and as soon as I retired, I decided that I was going to get back into that, and I had started in photography while I was still on active duty. I was a public affairs officer, so I had the opportunity to kind of practice that craft, and it sort of led me to fine art photography. But then I came to New Mexico State and, you know, took other classes, and I love painting.
And Henry, what about yourself? You're from California.
Yes, Los Angeles. I started drawing when I was very, very young, thanks to my parents. They just kind of raised me to, you know, draw and paint instead of, I don't know, normal kid things like playing outside. So, yeah, it was just kind of like bred into me. Never really took it seriously until coming to MSU. And I'm really happy I did. I mean, I was really inspired to take my art into the third dimension. I do a sculptural installation, a bit of performance here and there, and it's just kind of exploded my studies into a new realm.
So you'll both be graduating in December?
Yes, that's correct.
So this is a combined thesis exhibition, not just for Bachelor of Fine Arts, but Masters of Fine Arts.
Yes, we have a group of six students. Two are graduate students who are also going to be showing their work as well, and four of us are undergrads. So there's quite a difference in the work that's going to be shown, different mediums. We're all doing something different, but, you know, we have sort of a running... The work is related. We're all exploring identity in some way, most of the students that are showing work.
Right. You mentioned the variety of mediums. We have, sculptors and painters, you and I, other sculptural painters, people who work in between those mediums, video work, jewelry. Victor Beckman is one of our graduate students whose work is solely jewelry and metal work.
We have some large-scale paintings that are going to be shown. Very large installation by one student that's going to take up the majority of one side of the building. There's two bays, and her work is quite large. We'll also be selling work in addition to the work that is part of our thesis. So that's the first time that we've done that, and we're pretty excited about the opportunity, you know, to actually have a student sale. And we're setting it up. It's going to be like a gift store, the same as if you go to the museum and, you know, as your way out, stop in the gift store. And there's also going to be free refreshments and beverages, food for people that come to the show as well.
Again, the purpose of the show, then, is to show your thesis exhibition.
Well, it's a requirement for all MFA and BFA students to graduate to have a show. So in the last semester, the semester that you're graduating, the group of students that are graduating must put together the show. So it's your opportunity to develop a show, do the public relations for it, curate it, you know, clean the facility and put the work up and actually run the show. And that's a requirement for all MFA and BFA students at NMSU. At other universities as well, I'm sure they have, you know, you have to have a show. And Henry, you can,
right.
We talked about this the other
Definitely,
day.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, if I could elaborate on that, the purpose of the fine arts program is really to hone in an individual artist's practice over the 4 years that they are studying at NMSU, earning their degree, and then at the end of it, the culmination of that study, of that research, hardcore study, late nights of work, is this thesis show where you are required to view your work in a contemporary context, a global context. And then it kind of puts like a nice like frame around.
Well, you should be create by this point in your academic career, you should be able to create a body of work that has a central theme or message or voice to that work. So all the pieces in your show have to be related in some way. You can call it an aesthetic. Like me, my work the last year has really been on based on vernacular photography. But it's developed more into a look at family dynamics, identity, memory, and it's based a lot on images of my own personal life. And I've kind of last semester really developed that, and I just keep kind of moving with that central theme and really creating a body of work.
So the title of this exhibition is Reify, which means...
Reify is the phonetic sounding of the word. It basically means to take an idea and make it concrete, kind of give it a sort of reality. And I think that's kind of what we do a lot as artists. It's a pretty common art word, I would say. So we kind of put a little punny spin on that. If you see the posters or see the event on Facebook, it's spelled re-if-I, R-E colon, the prefix that you might see in a business heading, meaning regarding or responding to. And then the incomplete sentence or the incomplete subject that follows is really kind of just a question with an implied ellipsis at the end. If-I means like, what if I did this? And it's meant to suggest a sort of potential for identity. And since we're all discussing identity within our work, we thought it was pretty kind of a...
Right, we developed it as a group. We sat around a table for a couple nights and kicked around all of our ideas and came up with that.
So every year there's a new theme?
Yeah, there's a different show every semester, actually. I mean, if there's students graduating in December, then they have a show. Normally, there's more students in the spring, and the graduate students often have their show at the University Art Gallery.
I think we got pretty lucky, actually, with that overlap in terms of our group of students. I mean, as fall graduating students, our class is smaller.
Yeah.
And despite, like, the small graduating class, I mean, it's probably, like, half the students, close to half the students that would normally graduate. But we really made it a point to take our space and fill it with work just corner to corner.
Right.
I mean, there's not a room in there that will not have something in
it.
So it's really exciting.
Let's find out what the difference is between a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, a BFA, and a regular Bachelor of Arts, a BA degree.
More studio time to practice your craft.
Right. More enhanced practice in the studio. Creating work purposefully is definitely an emphasis from the department. And then that kind of just comes in with the thesis show. You ask the question at the end of your study, where does my art fit in the world? Where do I go from here? What kind of artist do I want to be?
I mean, what am I trying to say?
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
And why is this important to our community?
We talked about this the other day, actually, and we talked about it. And I think it's really important for the community to see the academic work that's coming out of the university, because it is different than what they're going to see out in the community. You know, we have a lot of fantastic regional artists here in Las Cruces who are doing beautiful work. You know, you see fantastic paintings of the Oregon Mountains, and, you know, you can go down to the Ramble on Friday night and see, you know, the work that the local artists are doing. But I think that the artwork that we're doing, it can be more conceptual, and it's different than what they're going to see on a Friday at the Ramble.
As students, we have a lot of freedom to kind of explore with what we want to study. And although it's like supervised under the tutelage of, you know, all of our professors really in the department, it gives us a lot more freedom because we created ourselves. I mean, it's everything that we're interested in, everything that we've been expressing. So I think it's a kind of a hodgepodge of a variety of perspectives.
And I think also I'm involved in some of the other organizations in the community because I'm living here and not leaving. But I do think it's important for the local community to support the new upcoming generation of artists. We want some of those artists to stay in our community, mm-hmm. you know, and to stay here and be part of the artistic community in Las Cruces. So I hope a lot of people come out and support us for this show.
Especially since you're having an art sale very close to Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about that.
There's going to be photography. There's going to be paintings. There's probably going to be some jewelry.
I'll have some drawings.
So, yeah, it'll be great. Come see some of that stuff. Gifts for the holidays.
Unique gifts.
You talked about what your plans are for the future, that this makes you think about what you're going to do. Karen, you're saying you're staying in the community.
Yes.
And Henry, are you going back to California?
I'm staying in the community for a bit. I've really fallen in love with Las Cruces. It's kind of my second home. So I'll be staying here, working, applying for opportunities. Grad school won't come for at least another year, but I'm very interested in continuing to live and make art in Las Cruces.
Well, I'm going to continue to do art, and I'm already tapped into some of the local art groups, but I think I might be going back to work part-time, so I'm looking for some opportunities.
What advice would you give up-and-coming new students that would like to get into a Bachelor of Fine Arts?
That's a great question.
You need to put time in to practice your craft.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a part-time thing.
Don't think it's going to be easy.
Right. Right, if you want to get better and really look inward, I mean, you have to practice.
Well, again, this is going to be the combined thesis exhibition, Reify, which means to make something abstract more real, mm-hmm. to be held at Wells Hall on Friday evening, November 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. Wells Hall is located?
Between the tennis courts and the fire department on NMSU on Wells Street.
Thank you both for coming out
and talking
to us about Reify, your combined thesis exhibition, New Mexico State University Art Department, Karen Conley and Henry Hartig.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.